Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here again on Monday. And hopefully you're all having a wonderful day. It's a holiday for probably most people. So the day is September the 6th, and it's 2010. And we have our special conference call coming up starting on the 18th of this month. That'll be a four-hour call, and then we have three consecutive Sundays, which will be the 19th, 26th, and the 3rd of next month for our alien life form removal, body rejuvenation, getting these little critters out of us and things and life forms and species, et cetera. So we'll see if our co-host is on today. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all being on, and welcome everyone. You may put in your requests. As per usual, we have the BBS Fast Chat. If you're new to the show, you can see that under bbsradio.com, where it talks about the show today, there's a link for the Fast Chat. And also, if you go to Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and to radio, and you will see the link under that bit there in the middle that talks about the radio show. And you may also call in. And I just need to get those numbers up. Sorry about that, but I will get back to you about that. But in the meantime, Ron, I know you have a few new clearings that we definitely can all hear more about, even though, of course, we might have some new people that don't even know what we're talking about. So before I go into some of the new clearings that we were, perhaps we could talk a little bit about what is the Creation Lightship, who are you, and what are you doing here?
Well,
who are you, Ron?
Sitting. Okay. Anyway, so the Lightship comes once every 2,000 years. That's when Jesus came, and, you know, every 2,000 years, someone comes from the Lightship to help humanity do the ascension process. This is what Jesus came to do, to teach. So we know about that being. And light beings came into his body to do special things. So his body was just like a sacred temple. It just was an energy field, and it, you know, it lived. It had energy, but it really didn't have the, say, horsepower behind it to do a lot of things, you know. So what would happen is light beings would come into the body to do certain tasks in that lifetime that body lived. And so I happen to be one of those light beings, and I bilocate all the time to the light ship. And my role with him, with that body, in connection with that body, was to do the healings that he performed. Another light being that we know about was in this lifetime, Princess Diana. And she was here to do the humanitarian type of mission that he was doing to awaken humanity, you know, for maybe more compassion. So there's other ones that came in naturally, ones that could speak different languages, ones that could do maybe talk about hygiene, you know, all different types of things that people needed to know back then. But mainly, Jesus was known, like, as a peacemaker, maybe a non-revolutionary type of person to do a change in consciousness. And that's what he came to do. The Bible talks about a lot about what he did. That's our only reference that we have. If the Bible wasn't here, we would not know probably even of this particular being. But the body was conceived and purified. We'll say the purification took place on the light ship. So that's what we call the Immaculate Conception. So the Immaculate Conception basically is what Jesus was doing for people 2,000 years ago on the clearings that he was doing. Remember, it's talked about that Jesus came, and every Christian church will tell you this, that he came to save you from your sins. Well, they are right, except when Jesus came, that's what he was doing. He didn't continue on with those particular healings once his body left here. So they don't tell you that. And most Christian churches will tell you how Jesus is still alive, etc. Well, the spirit, you know, of the body, you know, is on the light ship. It's not here. There's no conduit until 2005 when the light ship wanted me to come out and do these things. But, you know, so basically the church was, in a sense, not telling you the truth for probably 1950 years. And they just took on what they perceived was happening. Remember, I think in the 300 A.D., they didn't know if Jesus was the Son of God or God, and some churches, you know, still don't understand that. He was just from the light ship doing his thing to help people clean themselves up for ascension. This is the main thing, and the same thing is true today. So I look at it a little differently than most people. I have full memory recall of all the healings that he performed. I don't have it right at hand, but I just got to go back into my own memory of my spirit to figure that out instantly. But basically, that's what he was doing. And the healings he's noted for, he's also noted for a lot of his talking and speeches to get rid of, you know, demons from people, which is entities. He's known for, you know, talking about peace and compassion and love energy. There's another light being that came in. And that was probably Princess Diana talking through all that. So basically, the spirit of her, okay, so she came this time to the same process from the light ship, and, you know, it worked. Just that some people on the planet maybe didn't like that, so I won't get into that too much. Remember, as you become more awakened spiritually and the energies come in, sometimes the darkness does not like that. But it's quite interesting, you know, for me just to see this and to watch it and to kind of understand behind the scenes what's happening. So the light ship is here to help people do the ascension. That's the bottom line. If it was 2,000 years ago, I'd be using the word Father. I couldn't come out and say Father's here. They'd say, what are you talking about, you know? So it's called the creation light ship. It is creation energy. It is light, and it is a physical location that does, say, move around and travel, so I call it a ship. So creation light ship is what we use. And that's basically that in a nutshell, I guess. So if anybody has any questions about that, you can do so. There's a lot of information that the Bible has that's not 100% correct, maybe, say, 95%. And remember, just changing one word or two can change the philosophy or the way, you know, a sentence, the meaning of a sentence would be. So when, just to give you a couple that come to mind to me here, and, you know, I was raised in a church, now it's a Christian church, but I haven't been to church for a long time. But one of the phrases was that Jesus says is like, I am the way and the light. So what that sort of means is that he carried the frequency of light. And if you connected to him through the healings, okay, to have the healings that the light ship was doing to you, then you could become light yourself, okay? Another thing is, which is very true for me, is he said, you know, like the Father does the work or something like that. It's not me. Well, that's definitely correct. When I get on these programs, I'm here basically, you know, I'm in the moment, but I'm like you people listening, I'm like, say, flying by the seat of my pants. And when a healing comes forth to do, it's done instantly. So I'm not sitting back here trying to figure out how it's going to work or anything else. The light ship is behind me doing this healing. Okay, they're using me as a conduit to run all the energy through me, but basically that's the way it works. So I definitely completely 100% know that, okay, that it's not myself doing the clearings, even though my body's being used for it, but there's so much behind the scenes doing this work for you to pull up your spiritual blueprint to do healings on you that it would be mind-blowing to you if you knew the complexity of what's actually going on. So that's kind of how I would perceive that. If anybody else has a question of a Bible phrase or something, you can. I wouldn't mind addressing that if that's of interest to you. Some people, especially we get people who maybe are a different faith, and they wonder, why are you talking about Christianity? Well, that's because that's, you know, it's not necessarily Christianity. It's what Jesus came here to do. Remember, Jesus did not come here to form a church. He just came here to talk, okay? and to do healings and to show people the truth inside of themselves and to connect to your own spirit. That's all he was talking about. This is what the show's about, is to connect to your own divinity inside of you, not to go outside of yourself. So that's kind of the way it works. So the whole process is to go inside of yourself, and that's the connection. And the churches that are here are from the extraterrestrials, the aliens, and they brought the churches here so that people could become connected to a source outside of themselves, and that source is darkness. So that's the problem here. And most people don't understand that, and they ask for favors from a church, and it gets to be very detrimental to humanity as they bring in the alien energies here. Remember, it takes a consciousness, and the aliens want your light, and they want to experience and steal part of your spirit from you. So they do that through the slicing and dicing of ourselves and our bodies, twisted bodies and everything else. So it gets to be very complicated. This is why we do the 8-hour conference calls for 3 consecutive Sundays. And the light ship attempts to put you back together again for what's been stolen out of you. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we have a few questions on the fast chat, and I was going to go into those, but I also started talking about the new clearings, and I just wanted to briefly touch upon them at least before I do some of the questions. Some of the three latest ones that we have are on the creationlightship.com website, and they're under the alien attack removals. Under there, it's on the left-hand side, and you have to scroll down a little bit. You will see a few clearings that are under the alien attack at first. It's the alien abductions and mind controls and parasitic life forms and that sort of thing. Then we come to a few new clearings that we have. One is the energetic slime body coat removal. One is the energetic web coat removal, which also includes an oxygen infusion. And then you have another clearing that has just been added, which is the poison waste and carcass removal. And I know basically one of the big differences is the slime body clearing is basically getting the goo off of us, and the web coat is a little bit more away from us, is how I understand it. And yeah, maybe you want to do a sample so that we can feel a little bit of what they are, Ron?
That sounds good. So the slime body, it's kind of like if you're just where you are and somebody dumps some clear oil all over your body, okay? And it starts to suffocate you. And, you know, you can kind of think of it in a negative way, we'll say, of thinking of, let's say you got a spider, right? It's on the ground, and you don't want to get the spider. So you get your kind of raid out, and you spray it, you know, and all of a sudden it starts, you know, jerking around, and it dies, okay? Well, this is kind of what the slime coating does to us here. So it suffocates you and your chakras. So that's one way to look at this here. And then we'll talk about the web coat. And so here we go, slime body sample clearing. Remember, the samples are not, you know, a complete clearing. There's much more on the website, but this is just to show you what it does. So, yeah, just if you're a feeler, a sensor, you know, remember, you can't use your mind typically to figure these things out because the mind's a darkness, and they'll say it didn't work. So you have to use your heart. This is what the teachings are of the light ship. Go to your heart center, and you are it. There's, you know, everything with you is always with you. If you have a spirit, you got it, and you need to connect that energy to you so you can communicate to your spirit. So this is all about going within. And all the clearings that we do, 99% of them, are clearing darkness out of you. And the darkness is caused by judgment, which is in the mind, thought energies. And the thought energies collect to your energetic body. So here we go. A slime body sample. So I'll count to 10. So just feel how your body is feeling. Make it a little more energized. So 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's now, so just see how you feel. You may want to get up, even walk around, and just see how your body is responding, okay? You might even feel better, and your mind may say, this feels wonderful. But remember, it's your body that you're dealing with. The next thing here will be the web coat. So the web coat is this energetic alien life form energy. Remember, so is a slime body. Slime body is a conscious alien energy on you, okay? And we know the term, I've been slimed, right? So that's a takeoff probably of that. So here we go. This is a web coat, C-O-A-T. This is like putting on a musty coat. It looks like a spider web, very, very complex, and more so looks like steel wool. And this is how the aliens connect to you energetically also. So this is a web coat clearing. Again, I'll count to 10. I have to command the energy some way. In fact, I'll do the alphabet. People will say, gee, Ron, I know you're trying to hypnotize me because you're counting numbers. So I'll do the alphabet. So here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. One more time. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There we go. So you may feel like the energy around your body in your auric field is much more clearer, okay? So just kind of sample that. The next one, and we do allow call-ins tonight if you like, so that'd be great. So here we go. The next one would be the poisoning. This is alien poisoning, so I'll talk about that. The alien energies, whatever they would be, these life forms, these critters, do come inside of our bodies, and they live inside of us. Now, you may not be able to see them physically. And so, naturally, because you can't see them, you may say, they don't exist. Well, I'm sure that a lot of the bacterias and viruses and things that, was around us, say, 5,000 years ago, people wouldn't think they existed either, but they got killed. In fact, on the History Channel a couple nights ago, they were saying about the dinosaurs, they first thought that maybe, an asteroid or something hit.
Don't know when, but...
And then from there, processes happened. And they all die, but there's no evidence of it. So what they think happened is that the dinosaurs were killed probably by some type of virus, bacteria. And also they don't know where all the bodies went. So very possibly they got kind of beamed up maybe. Maybe they did an ascension point. So here we go. So these alien critters can urinate inside of us. They can give poisoning. And so it goes on and on, but... pick a location in your body right now. This is for you to decide. And the location could be anywhere. I don't need to know where it is because your spirit will know just by you talking to yourself to connect to that, okay? So if you want to work on, say, your neck, just say, I want to get the poison out of my neck. Or maybe you have actually a physical infection. And that could be even caused possibly by this alien energy being there. Maybe it was susceptible. So here we go. This is your choice. So again, I'll continue with the alphabet. So A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Do it again. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. And one more time. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. There. So just see if you have any relief there, because it may feel better for you. So that's the alien poisoning. And some people have problems inside of their body, and maybe fatty tissue, maybe they have cysts or something, don't know where it came from. Maybe they have some problem and it's energetic, but it turns into physical. And this is what happens. This is why you want to clean out your energetic bodies. So I guess, do we have a caller on, Annika?
I thought I heard a person talking. Are you still on there, caller? Hello? I heard somebody talk, but maybe we lost that person again. Yeah, thank you so much for those samples of those different clearings, Ron. They are really wonderful, and I've been able to be on the calls that you did the last month, these last three months, you've done some of this, and you've done more and more and more, and I really feel a difference. They're really amazing. And the calls, as Ron was saying, are coming up again, starting on the 18th, and then it's for the 19th, 26th, and October 3rd. After that, yeah, the last one is actually in October. So if you want to find out more about that, go to creationlightship.com or email Ron about clearings, and you can always email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So now, let's see here. One question that we had were about the different parts of the brain that Tina was asking about, and I don't know. I know she was talking about how great the conference calls that you do, that you did this Friday, was awesome. And thank you for that comment, Tina. And I know you probably have another one coming up, too, on Friday, Ron. I just wanted to...
Yeah, so that'll be a Q&A at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Our time, Pacific Standard Time.
So that's right after our BBS show on Friday.
Yeah, so just we'll have the number posted on the fast chat, too. So if you don't connect to it, I'll give you the number right now. Maybe somebody can type it in. It'll be 646-519-5800. So 646-519-5800. Then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, and that's 9009 and the pound sign. So on our last call, we worked with the Crystal Skull Energies, and that was pretty heavy. Did a lot of clearings on that. Very dense, very mind-controlling thing. So if you have felt yourself maybe becoming angry the last maybe couple weeks or so out of nowhere, that's because of Crystal Skull Energy that the lightship is taking off the planet around 15,000 BC is probably what you are experiencing. And so this energy, once the lightship finds and goes back in the timeline, remember, we're controlled by time, and so our body also knows about the time energy. And so we're now living probably very actively 15,000 BC, and the aliens that brought in their mind-controlling programs don't like that. And so they're being eliminated. This is for people who worship outside of themselves to bring in the aliens and or the aliens that brought in mind-controlling energies here to control people. And they're just working through the timeline, cleaning out the stuff. And remember, it's also controlling the Earth spirit. And this is the main thing. The Earth spirit needs to be, you know, in wholeness, just like you need to be, to do the ascension. So this is the process. And hopefully, you know, the ascension time, when the lightship decides to do it, the Earth spirit will be whole and complete. But it's not strictly up to the Earth spirit. The whole universe of light will do the ascension at one time. So hopefully everybody will be on the same page and caught up in order to do that. And if not, they'll have to wait another 2,000 years to change the process again. So we have something on there. It's like hippocampus, okay? And
so I know that that's part of the brain that has to do with the long-term memory.
So, okay, so let's, I guess you want to have a clearing for that, I believe. We'll just do a sample here. So here we go. Top to 10 makes it easier than the alphabet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that clearing is done. I don't know how it's going to be validated, but to see if that's working for you.
And you have so many clearings for the mind, too, Ron. If Tina wants to look at the website, there's a lot of them that do help with the brain in all kinds of ways. I mean, first of all, of course, the mental, then you have the cell mental. You have a lot of them. I'm not going to go through them all now, but maybe if Tina has a specific question or anyone else, you know, maybe we can talk more about that too later. But just to move on here, Pat was asking a little bit about Jesus, and obviously what is in the Bible isn't all true, but there's some truth that has been twisted too. So maybe we can comment a little bit about that question about what did Jesus mean when he said to love God with all one's heart, mind, and soul.
Okay. Basically, my interpretation of that is that the words are not correct, the first thing, okay? I think it was probably written in that way. All that he's saying is that you have to love. Remember, you're an extension of source energy, okay? And so being an extension of source energy, and your spirit is source energy. That is your source, okay? And so all that's indicating to me is that you need to love, if you want to use that term, although that's an emotional term, but to connect to the source energy inside of you and to have that radiate through you. So naturally, there's energetic bodies that we have, and they may have put the word mind in. That sounds more like a term like body, mind, and spirit in a sense, okay? But basically, it's just to have your whole being, including your body temple, resonate with source energy. So that's what he meant by that. The wording on that is completely different, and I don't think that was ever meant to be that, because that puts that energy outside of yourself, which is not what Jesus talked about. He never talked about going outside of yourself, okay? So that's kind of the process. In the Lord's Prayer, he just talks about the universe, which is the light. You know, our Father in heaven, basically, how it starts off, just paraphrasing there, isn't necessarily something external to you. It's with you and always is with you. And that created the universe, and that's kind of, if you just take that aspect of the whole thing there. And it's a sacred energy. It's pure divine energy. And not to get caught up in the negative aspects where you're separated from that. And that it does sustain life. And that's what the Lord's Prayer is about, basically, in a nutshell. So if you just kind of take out a lot of the words that could have different meanings throughout time, okay? Remember, what something means today has a different meaning maybe 200 years ago, okay? So you have to realize, you know, what are they talking about, and what's really happening. So to take something literally, unless you go to your heart to figure out what the answer is, if you use the mind will direct you into the current consciousness of what those words mean, okay? So a good example is, you know, with maybe 20, 25 years ago, you know, the word bad actually meant good. So if you just took that window of time and you used the word bad, well, that's really bad, okay? You know, or, you know, then you're going to have a whole different meaning, because bad, you know, in the terminology of bad, the definition is bad, you know, not good, but yet it was actually something that's great, you know, and good. So that's just the way you have to look at it. So things can change completely, the actual meaning of stuff. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, we were mentioning a little bit about the light ship working 1500 BC and how that could make us feel out of sorts a little bit, and there is some comments about that. Thank you. Donna was saying that, yes, unexpected outbursts of anger, and that she went unconscious during Friday's Q&A. And Maria has been feeling vulnerable, helpless, and has been crying a lot for the past 3 weeks. So is there a way that we can help out? Would it help out to have a sample of the energies, or?
Yeah, okay, that would be the energies here at 15,000 that we're dealing with right now. Remember, your body is living the past. And so 15,000 BC is what's activated in you. And so let's bring in some energy at 15,000 BC that was also on the planet for the people that did not connect to the darkness, okay? Remember, the stuff at 15,000 is more of the crystal skull energy, making people angry, upset, and, you know, becoming more emotional. So that's the people that resonated with that. And if your ancestors did, then they'll be stored with you. Remember, you're at free choice to decide what way to select what consciousness you want to live in, okay? So the ones that did connect to this, and maybe they were forced to by the aliens, you know, because of mass consciousness, remember the 100th monkey scenario and stuff, universal mind, and the aliens gave you universal mind so they can control you. So here we go. We'll bring in the energy of peace that the light ship would have brought here, and also the peace energy that the earth spirit also envelops and brings here. So here it comes. This is the peace energy. Remember, it's not judgment. The light never judges any of its creations. If it did, it would be the darkness. Then you have a hierarchy of energies. So here we go. Peace energy that would be here on this planet 15,000 years ago. So I'll use the word stronger to invoke it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So it won't be any different than what it is today, because it can't be. It's just strictly peace energy, which is non-judgmental energy. So that's what divine, if you want to use the word divine, love would be. It's an energy that does not judge anything, and it just keeps you in the present moment, because it can't judge anything, so it can't have any type of energy on it that's going to give you an emotional reality. Down here we have emotional love, and that can go all different directions. You know, we all know about that. Heartbreak is one of those. And, you know, being in love with somebody is another one. So they're kind of on both ends of the scale. And then, you know, from there it kind of goes into anger and stuff. But, you know, if you do have a problem with the relationship, then it's still under, you know, the main umbrella of love. So you have love and hate under love, you see. So that's kind of the way it works as far as the duality. In the light, there's no such thing as duality. The light never created duality to be able to express one of its own attributes. Remember, everything is peace. And so that's the way it works. And on other planets, nothing dies. You know, the spiritual blueprint is energized, so you don't have any decaying, any waste or anything like that, any stink. It's just all pure divine energy, and you experience what's there. Typically, most of the energies that are out there will not be eating anything. There are planets where they eat things, but typically it's designed for that, okay? So it's symbiotic with the particular planet. But normally you just live on life force energy. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, okay. So thank you so much for that, Ron. The terrestrial churches, since we were into that a little bit before, Tokra is also asking, was it started by alien gods long ago. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Yeah, everything here that's terrestrial on this planet, in regards to that, people worshiping something, the sun gods, worshiping rocks, crystals maybe, worshiping ancestors, worshiping trees, you know, all that energy, and also, you know, beings, you know, ones out of the sky, aliens, those energies were brought here by the aliens to take away and to connect you through cordings to them. And then they bring in the negative energy to you. So, yes, every church here on this planet, religion, et cetera, was brought here by the aliens. Okay? And that's because they want to mind control you. And this is why we have such a problem today, is with people praying and becoming prey, and that becoming prey also preys on you. So it just takes a few people to bring in the alien energies to corrupt the whole system here. And this is what happened, is that the aliens are here controlling you. And the most obvious one, you know, that I talk about all the time is your natal chart. So you may be listening for the first time on this program, and you go, man, I just can't buy Ron's alien things, that the God that I'm praying to when I go to church on Sunday, or the God, the only God, you know, whatever that would be, was brought here by aliens. That's not the teachings that I believe. Well, now look at your natal chart, okay? So if that energy of that, say, God energy was so perfect, and you're supposed to have free choice, free will, okay, which is what Jesus taught, but yet people say you have to fear God, you see? Like, you're a God-fearing man. That was a nice expression used a long time ago, okay? Well, that's because that energy of the aliens under the name of God will zap you, okay? And they do it continuously. You know, just think about that. You know, just think if you're, you know, just think about war right now, right? You're walking along, you know, maybe you're in the battle zone, you know, maybe in the Middle East or someplace, right? And an aircraft out of the sky is shooting bullets at you. Well, that we know is reality, okay? Or missiles, okay? Well, just think of if you were living, you know, 10,000 years ago, you know nothing about anything, and all of a sudden this thing out of the sky is now shooting laser beams at you and watching your whole town get destroyed, okay? Are you going to fear that if it lands? Of course. You'd probably be kind of like literally peeing your pants if it landed in front of you, you know? And so it's not, this is what they did. So if you don't buy aliens at all, then you have to say, well, how come I have a natal chart, and how could some planet that I know nothing about control my life? So you have to really scratch your head on that one. So if you don't buy aliens, you don't buy anything else, how can it, and it's in all the newspapers, okay? You're being inundated with this stuff, you know, on your horoscope. And so I use the word horror because that's what it actually is, okay? And so how can they control you? Well, you're being controlled by something. And so, like I say, is what you see with your eyes out there at night with the stars, is that really real? Okay? Is that a billboard presented to you by some high technology alien thing? And you see all these planets kind of twinkling, and stars twinkling, I mean. Or is that like a hologram, okay? So you don't really know. But you do know that you have bad days, especially when it's a full moon, okay? You know, I understand that most police, you know, departments put on extra people on a full moon because people kind of get the Looney Tunes, you know? And so there's a reason for that, because you're being controlled by this energy. Is it controlling the water in your body? Well, it doesn't matter. It could be. But whatever it's doing is, it should not affect you, okay? And when you go to a psychic reader, they do read you. They tell you about your life. What's going to happen to you? Well, in the light, there's no such thing as prediction. The light only works in the now. So if you're new listening to this program, you have to draw a line on a piece of paper, and on the left side, put down that time that you're living in is controlled by aliens, and they control your life. And they can speed time up and slow it down. And that's the darkness. On the right side will be the light. That's only in the now. No predictions, no prophecies, strictly in the present now, and that connects to your heart center where your spirit resides. Very, very simple. So once you understand that, and the light never created duality. Now, the light of the darkness, I'll talk about that. The light of the darkness is brought here by the aliens. This is what you go to when you go to church. This is what they bring to you. They bring in the false light because you don't know the difference. Okay, when you go to your heart, you know the difference. But if you don't go to your heart, and you're just listening to somebody talking about, Bible passages, you know, which is the same one typically every Sunday and the same day every year, you know, in the same week, because they have their routines going on, the brainwashing patterns, so you know what they're going to be saying, probably verbatim. But this is what they're doing, is tying you up into that consciousness of the darkness. But if you go to your heart, you're going to realize, geez, this is not the teachings of Jesus or any other divine being, because you're not under any kind of control. So how can they possibly bring you information in judgment? And the light doesn't judge. Doesn't judge his creation, but that's all I talk about is judgment when you go to a church service. So it gets to be very, very interesting. And they tell you about how God is love. Well, if God was so loving, if the aliens were so loving, why do we have hurricanes and tornadoes, okay? Why do we have natural disasters, okay? It's from the aliens. Remember, would the earth spirit want to kill anything? You know, if you notice, the spirit in you is the same energy as the earth spirit, but the earth spirit is so much more powerful than you. But it's the same basic energy. And so would your spirit want to kill somebody? You know, if you look at people who've been in wars and they killed someone, they lost part of themselves, okay? You just watch them. You might even be listening yourself. You're going to feel all that guilt from taking a life of somebody. And, it's a very awful thing. So you need to realize that the light doesn't judge, but the light doesn't kill anything either. So the light is for pro-life, and that's what it is. It's a consciousness that wants to keep creating. And unfortunately, the churches switch over that, and then they talk about the abortion issue in the same sentence. So I'll just talk about that briefly for people who need to be enlightened with that, in case you're a first-time listener here and we start talking about abortion. So what happens is when somebody has an abortion or a miscarriage, what it is that the spirit that's from a soul family backs out on coming into the body. And so what happens is the body would not sustain life till you have a stillbirth. And this is a very enlightening for people who maybe had a miscarriage or even had an abortion or two, not knowing why they had that. They got the idea somewhere to have it. Well, that's the spirit of that of the baby or the fetus wanting to have that life form terminated, because when it's in the mother, the life force of the mother is keeping the baby alive, okay? And if no spirit wants to come into the baby, just think if you had a baby with no spirit. You look into those eyes and there's no light there. It'll probably scare the heck out of you, okay? All other babies are full of light. You look at them and they just emit light. And so the baby would not live. And so if nobody in your soul family wants to come into that baby, then for whatever reason, you know, the baby would not live. So, you know, it's up to you. Typically, do you want to have a stillbirth? Or do you want to have a way to terminate the baby, okay? Now, you know, it gets to be kind of emotional there for some people, but that's the reason for that. In fact, we have on the website a clearing for that, I believe, women have had miscarriages or abortions. That's on the website now. It's $50, and it's how people judged you if you had an abortion. Remember, you have to deal with, if you're a woman, you have to deal with the male, and you have to deal with your parents and maybe your relatives, and, you know, maybe you had one when you're 13 years of age, and the high school kids are looking at you as you're pregnant, and then all of a sudden you weren't, and you have all that guilt and shame because religion's put it on you. Well, the whole fact is the spirit did not want to come into that body, so you had to deal with it some way. So what's more traumatic, having the abortion or having the baby be born and you look at it and it dies in a week? And that's the facts on it. So if you have or know anybody who's had an abortion, on the website we have that clearing. is $50, and I think it's a month-long clearing if you wish to go in there, and it covers many, many areas of that process. And it's basically judgment of how you felt yourself about it, how people looked at you, and you could be carrying this whole guilt for your whole lifetime. And it also, you know, heals a lot of things and a lot of people also. So I'd recommend going on that. But that's the whole thing there. So the light is like I said, creative. So we'd like to create. But it doesn't mean that everything has to be of life to do that, okay? So you're here, and you're here to create life in a creation, okay, by creating things. This is what the whole thing is about. So I kind of got off on the abortion aspect, and that affects a lot of people. And religions, you know, Christians or whatever, other people, they want to have that life form there, and there's probably going to be no spirit. Maybe an entity pops into that body, so maybe it's going to be controlled by an entity if they talk the mother out of having an abortion. So it may not be even a real person possibly, okay? So something else may come in, and that could be a whole other can of worms. But typically, that's the reason why that happens. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, since you mentioned entities, I wanted to just mention that that's another great, great clearing to do. It's a lifetime clearing, and it's up on the website as an online clearing. You will see it under recommended healings. After the emotional healing, then there's you can click on the entity clearing and go there and look at it. There's also all the healing, a list of all the online healings up at the top on the website, which looks like a book, and you can actually type in what you're looking for, or it's in alphabetical order. And what about men is asked there with Ed, and I noticed that a lot of men will benefit from this particular clearing when you were talking about the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing, because a lot, of course, men are involved and will, you know, be cleared in that clearing too. You can put in the names and you can put in for family members and that sort of thing, and it helps everyone.
Yeah, it's a tremendous emotional clearing. So you may have family members now, you're listening. Maybe that happened to you, and, you know, maybe you have family members or parents, relatives that don't want to talk to you for 20 years because of this here, because they were raised that that's not the proper thing to do. So it gets to be kind of, you know, tricky in a way, because, you know, I'm not necessarily supporting, you know, abortion. I'm just telling you what's behind it, okay? But, that's the whole situation on a spiritual level, and that's probably the reason why that happened, okay? So I'm just trying to give you another way of looking at it. And people don't like situations like that, and your whole life, you know, can be ruined instantly, we'll say, and having that guilt for your whole lifetime. And, you know, maybe the dearest people in your life, you know, left you. So this clearing is a tremendous emotional clearing for everybody who was involved, including the nurses and doctors. So you can put them in there too. They're listed there. So it's a wonderful clearing. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so before we run out of time, is it possible to do a deceit and betrayal sample for peace, is the person asking. And yes, we definitely want
okay,
more
sure,
peace.
We can do that. So
maybe we can bring in peace energy, too, at the end.
Okay, so we'll do deceit. So here we go. So just sit back. Nothing for you to do. Some people, when I do clearings at the expos that I see, they try to take their human modalities that they were taught and incorporate what they know so far, what worked for them in the past, we'll say, along with the healing, thinking that it's going to help them. With the light shift, you do nothing. You just sit there. You just show up, and they will work with you. So if you try to bring forth an energy that you've used in the past in your own particular healing modality or whatever, it may complicate and make the healing less from the light shift. So here we go. This is one on on deceit. So I'll bring that in, and this will activate and help you clear out what you have missing. And also, I will say the self-empowerment clearing is a wonderful clearing, too, if you're dealing with issues in your life and you can't get ahead. And I think that's $50, I believe, and it's for 6 weeks, and it covers a lot of issues. So here we go, deceit. So stronger, taking away the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll do, that was deceit. Let's do, might be similar. Let's do deception, okay? Here we go. Being, this is deception. So, might be kind of similar, but it's a little different. Remember, the words that we use, the letters and the words work with mind-controlling energies. And so, if you took a letter out of a word, that letter, once it's taken out, the word means nothing. So, we're going to do deception. So, here we go. Remember, the aliens brought forth the alphabet here, and each letter has its own way of putting mind control into you, and then those letters make up words. And that's how they work. And they control that particular word through the meaning, and that connects to you and gives you that situation. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And typically those two things, issues, next would probably lead to heartbreak. So here we go. So stronger, this will help you get rid of that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll do, I think betrayal, okay? Oh boy, that's pretty heavy. So here we go, betrayal energy. So stronger, releasing that from you, stronger, 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 stronger. Oh man, stronger, 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 and stronger. And this normally brings in an energy which we'll call maybe sadness, okay? So here we go. Do a sadness clearing. Stronger, stronger, releasing it from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And then next, after that, you may have a reaction happening, an emotional reaction of anger, okay? So let's do anger now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay. Now we need to bring in something that's going to help you. Remember, these are all emotional energies that the darkness gave us so that we leak out our life force energy to the darkness. Remember, the aliens attach themselves to us. and court us, and they love this energy. So we're like their dynamo here. But let's bring in some peace energy to separate you out from the darkness. So here we go. Peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, I'm going to do, after this one here, this is going to sound very strange to all of you. I'm going to do an energy of death.
Okay.
Because maybe parts of you died emotionally, okay? You may have little sparks of light, of life in you, and maybe that darkness had some of these energies actually get dormant or die. May not be the right word to use, but this will be energetic death. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I will bring in the energy of peace again. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. This feels pretty good. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if it's not already up. And the peace energy will be radiating through the light beam for the next hour. So enjoy that here. And our show is about coming to an end. And I'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo, and that's the middle of the month. I think it starts, I believe, on October 15th, which is a Friday, at the New Yorker Hotel, just a block away from Penn Station there. So, or, you know, Madison Square Garden is next door to that, too. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program is on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you. And you have anything to add, Annika?
No, I just wanted to say thank you, and I know we went over time, so sorry about that, but thank you so much for doing that, Ron.
Okay, and our Q&A is Friday, 8 o'clock, after Station 2 on BBS. Blessings, everybody.
Blessings.